Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and I got to talk to actress Gina Davis. I mean, how great is this job, right? I discovered that we share an experience. No, I haven't won any Academy Awards or starred in any Hollywood movies with Madonna, Susan Sarandon, Brad Pitt, or Tom Hanks, but we are both the parents of twins, I learned. And we also share a frustration with how our kids, boys or girls, absorb some pretty outmoded gender stereotypes no matter what we do as parents. In Gina Davis's case, she's played some pretty non-traditional roles on screen as well. But Davis wants to do something about this. She started an institute on gender and media and says it's going to take more than just having Gwyneth Paltrow put on an Iron Man suit in a few blockbusters to change kids' impressions about what girls and boys can do.
It's really so deeply, deeply ingrained in our unconsciouses that it's very difficult to get away from it. Even when you think, well, we're in the 21st century and kids are getting a different message, but they actually aren't.
And the impact of these stereotypes is clear in some of the shorts that you've produced.
Right. So, yes, we've made this series of shorts for kids, sort of aimed at kids 7 to 9. And they ask kids about the idea of, a woman being a pilot or a woman being a mathematician. And the kids are like, no.
What does a race car driver look like?
What's she? He has like a helmet.
Fireproof suit.
What if we told you that our race car driver was a woman?
Awesome.
It's cool. You usually see a boy coming out of the car.
I can't believe it. What? What are you talking about? And it's really, really in the 21st century, modern kids have not ever encountered the idea that a woman might be a pilot or a baker or a mathematician or whatever, or that a man might be a nurse. But if we change what kids, well, little kids see from the beginning, then they will grow up to expect that and have that be what looks normal rather than 17% of the characters being female looking normal.
How has this sort of thing shut you down in your career? And as a mom, what are kids up against in terms of some of the statistics out there if they try to equalize things, if they try to look at the world with a level playing field?
Well, I consider myself exceptionally fortunate in that I've got to play some very unusual characters for a woman. I got to be a baseball star. I got to be a pirate captain. I was an amnesiac assassin. I was the first female president of the United States. So I feel like my resume is a bit of an exception to the typical parts that women play.
But congratulations for that. Although we would say that amnesiac assassin is an androgynous part. Probably.
Yes, yes, yeah. Certainly can be an amnesiac assassin, although the typical one, because it's so common, is a male. But I've certainly felt an impact from how few characters like that there are, and as one gets older, how it shrinks even further. For every one female-speaking character, there are three male characters, and in group scenes, only 17% of the characters are female. And this goes for live action and animation. So they're not seeing women take up half the space in the world.
Finally, we're asking everybody this week for advice on commencement speeches. I noticed that you've stood up in front and given a couple of commencement speeches in your career, maybe more than a couple, aside from being probably the tallest person on stage when you're doing that. What advice do you have?
I say wear the hat. There was a big when I was getting an honorary doctorate and speaking at Boston University. There were hats available to go with the fancy robes and everything, and I regret not choosing to wear that because why not? How often is that going to happen? We could wear some goofy, poofy turban kind of a thing.
Academy Award-winning actress Gina Davis is the founder of the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media.